Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic, hits the road now.
Broadcasting live inside the Orlando Magic Studios, here's your host, Aaron Berlin.
Well, I think they have a combination of talent, unselfishness, and just, I mean, just yeah, like they are capable of doing stuff that other teams can't do, you know, just go on a 20-2 run in 2 minutes, you know, they can all get hot. They have so many talented guys on the floor, you know, it's very hard to guard them, but you know, I feel like if we have the right discipline and the right intensity, you know, we can make stuff a little bit difficult for them.
You know, Evan talked about this team being able to go on a 20-2 run in the matter of moments. I think the Magic saw that firsthand the last time these two teams went toe-to-toe. That one happened in the Bay Area. If you remember right, things looked like they were going the Magic's way, right? Led by 19 points. There was no Steph Curry. There was no Draymond Green. There was no DeMarcus Cousins at that point. And then you kind of forget that the Golden State Warriors employ a guy by the name of Kevin Durant, and that dude hung 49 on you. Well, good news is Kevin Durant's not going to play tonight. Instead, with the Warriors on the back end of a back-to-back, they're going to rest him tonight due to load management. But the other guys that I talked about, Steph Curry, DeMarcus Cousins, those guys are going to all play tonight. So it's going to be a fun one tonight inside the AC. And if you're wondering why it's a big one, the Golden State Warriors, the back-to-back defending NBA champions, 3 out of the last 4, are in town for their only visit to Central Florida this year. And I'll tell you what, you could tell that there was a buzz in the Amway Center earlier today when I walked in for shoot-around. And, you know, usually you walk in and there's a cluster of reporters, you know. There's Josh Robbins of The Athletic. There's Sean Denton of OrlandoMagic.com. The Orlando Sentinel was there. Today, there was like a massive amount of media. Must mean Golden State's in town. And with that said, hi, everybody. Welcome to another rendition of Magic Drive Time, wherever you might be, around the beautiful Sunshine State. Tickets are still available for tonight's game down at the AC. Or if you just want to go have a good time, go check it out. It is one of the most oversold games, I believe, in Magic history. So it's going to be a fun one. It's going to be a great atmosphere with the Magic. Just one game back of the playoffs, a win tonight against a Warriors team that is playing their second game in a span of 24 hours. Could be right for another win. They lost last night in disheartening fashion. Could it carry over to tonight? I think we're hoping, right? That's kind of what we're thinking of. That's kind of what we're dreaming of. Meanwhile, the Magic, they have their own demons to exercise. They lost the other night against a New York Knicks team that they should have ran away from that team with. But the difference in that basketball game, the Knicks bench went for 75 points. Your bench went for 7. That can't happen again tonight if you're going to have any kind of opportunity to top this Warriors team who at 43-18, 20-10, away from their home venue, the top team in the Western Conference by a half a game, should be a fun one. And that's kind of what we're going to talk about today. You know, Cody and I, we have these production meetings, and we thought we could bring on someone from the Bay Area, talk about this Warriors team, talk about the run that they've been on, how good of a dynasty they are, how good of a team they are, and we could have talked all day about them. Cody and I went the absolute opposite direction. And with that, we're going to talk about it here in a matter of moments. Just a reminder, phone lines are open. 407-447-2145 is the call-in number. The text line, love to see you active on there. Love to see you participate. 50857. That's 50857.
What's trending now?
It's a 2-point lead for the Warriors. Heat need a 3 to win. 5 seconds left. Waiters back to Dwayne. Shoots. No, he couldn't get it off. Now fires it up. Bank it in. It counts. It counts. The Heat win the game. Dwayne Wade won it for Miami. 126 to 125. It just happened.
Well, fun one down there in South Beach last night, right? A Miami Heat team that has really struggled this year, that right now is on the outside and looking into the Eastern Conference playoffs for the first time in I don't know how long. Dwayne Wade's night in Wade County. But then you also start thinking, how good is this Warriors team? Are they the best team in the NBA? Are they the best team in the last 15 years? Cody and I sat down today and we were like, you know, you kind of look at the numbers. Ugh. They're very pedestrian. They're very meh. They're very what a normal team that would represent the top of their conference be. Not someone who's got 4 All-Stars. And yes, when you look at the cluster of stars that they have, it's tremendous. Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson. That guy can go off at any moment. He's flammable. Draymond Green, DeMarcus Cousins. So this goes on and on and on, right? But then why do I, when I look at these numbers, are they just the way that they are? You know, the first thing is they're a half game up on Denver, 4.5 games up on OKC for the top overall seed in the Western Conference. More than likely, this Warriors team is going to be the top seed in the West. That's not what I'm debating. What I'm kind of debating is I don't think this team's as good as past renditions of this same ball club. Look, their offensive rating this year is great. Tops in the league. Their points per game is first. The defensive numbers are what I have really been concerned about. At 110.3, their defensive rating is 16th in the league. Their opponent's point per game at just over 112 is 18th. Anybody remember how good this Warriors team was 3-4 years ago defensively when they started this run? Anyone remember how high those numbers were? Not only were they the top team offensive rating, points per game, they were a top five defensive rating team and opponent's points per game. And in fact, when you kind of look at what they've done over the course of this run, and yes, I will fully acknowledge this before I even reel off these numbers. Teams that tend to dominate their conference and dominate their league get tired in the regular season. I understand that. But if you look at the stair-step projections the last couple of years for this team, 73 wins 3 years ago, 67 wins 2 years ago, 58 wins last year. At 43-18, with 20 games left to go, with 21 games left to go for the Warriors, they would have to go 15-6 just to get to that 58 win total from last year. From last year. This is a far cry from the same team that won 73 games and seemed like the absolute monster team. Yeah, they've got a lot of stars, but do those stars hold up? 407-447-2145 is the text line. That's 407-447-2145. Text line is 50857. That is 50857. Let's go to the text line, and I believe we have Ron. Ron, how's it going, my man?
Hey, it's another beautiful day in Sanford.
I'll tell you what, it has been a nice day. What do you got for us?
Hey, you wanted to go in the other direction. Kind of, let's start at the bottom of the barrel, or maybe a little bit up. How about the Orlando Magic, and what do they need to do to get to the next level?
That's a great question, you know, and I think this team is starting to get to that level. Look, they're ninth in the Eastern Conference right now, a game back, and you look at their schedule, and they do have what's going to be a seven-game run in the month of March where I think this team is really going to have to put things together. Those seven games will all be against teams that are under 500 right now. And for this team to get to the next level, it's the same thing we've been talking about all year long, right? Very Jekyll and Hyde. You go out one night, you beat the Toronto Raptors in what was a very impressive performance. Day off in New York. Next day, you're in MSG, the world's most famous arena, and you lay an egg. So if you're going to get to that next level, if you're going to be a consistent playoff team in the Eastern Conference, you have to be a consistent basketball team. You have to bring the same energy, the same focus every single night. And Magic head coach Steve Clifford talked about it earlier today. Yes, this is a big game against a big-time opponent. But you cannot sit here and say every single game is a big game. Because then, it's the boy who cried wolf, right? Stop forgetting about it. Start reminding yourself that, oh no, this is a big game. Every game's a big game. If I came into the office every day and I said every day is a big day at the office, then I probably wouldn't be as good at my job as I am, right? So 407-447-2145 is the call-in number, 407-447-2145. Text line is 50857. That is 50857. The question is today, are the Warriors still the top team in the NBA? Cody and I say no. Josh, what say you, my man?
Hey, I'm just calling in. I want to say, you asking that question of is the Warriors the best in the NBA? Is the sky blue? Yes, they are the best team in the NBA.
I'm just saying, and Josh, will be I'm reading these numbers, and I'm saying they're very pedestrian. They're very meh. Give me a reason why.
They get bored. They just get bored. That's all it is. And then one playoff time comes, you guys change your minds again and say, yes, they are the best team in the NBA.
Okay. Well, producer Cody has put together some numbers because producer Cody is excellent at this. You know, Cody and I sat down today and we said, why are they just a meh team? Why are these numbers are what they are? And Cody goes, well, I'll tell you what. If you look at their numbers against the top five team in each the Eastern Conference and the other four top teams in the Western Conference, here's what you get.
Top five in the East, top five in the West. The Warriors this season, a total of 7-11 is the record. Against Denver, they're 1-1. Against Oklahoma City, 1-1. They've split 4 against Portland. They're 2-2 against Portland. 0-3 against Houston. 0-2 against Toronto. They are 1-1 against Milwaukee. 1-0 against Indiana. 0-1 against Philly with a big game against the 76ers coming up on Saturday. And 1-0 against Boston. And we're not debating the talent level of this Golden State Warriors team. But I think Josh brings up an interesting point. From a defensive perspective, this team has not been what you're accustomed to seeing out of a Golden State team. And while we know that they can flip the switch, what's a little bit concerning for me is the fact that I think you've got to do that at least a couple of times during the year, and you haven't really seen them do that aside from maybe 3 or 4 minute stretches, and you saw that last night against Miami as well.
Well, and here's the same thing, right? Big teams get up for big opponents, especially teams that are within the top five of their conference. And the numbers that you just read there, 7-11 against the top 10 teams or the other top nine teams in essentially both conferences, right? And you've got a losing record by a lot against those. Yeah, it's not the NBA Finals. It's not the Western Conference Finals. But still, you would think that when you go up against Giannis, when you go up against James Harden and the Houston Rockets, that you'd be ready to go, that you would be fired up.
Well, and we saw last year, Houston pushed this Golden State team.
Seven
and if Chris Paul doesn't get hurt, we don't really know what happens. But we've seen Houston has played them well this year, and Houston has shuffled lineups as well. And Golden State has yet to beat them. I think Oklahoma City, with Paul George playing at the level he's playing, presents a real challenge. You've got Denver. They seem to be 12 or 13 guys deep. They have presented a challenge for the Warriors as well.
And here's
Golden State's
thing.
A great team. But
how difficult is that run through the Western Conference Finals and, going to be?
And that's where I was just about to go. I think Portland matches up with them well, and they just got stronger by adding Rodney Hood, by adding Enes Kanter. So you're looking at some of these teams, and Golden State, the talent level is no doubt there. And it's going to be really hard to beat that group of talent four times. But there are a lot of teams, as these records show, there are a lot of teams that match up with the Warriors a little bit. Not you know, can't throw out five All-Stars, but have played well against them and could potentially push them and make it very difficult going forward and having to win two or three series to get your way to the finals.
And look, the Cavs did this the last few years, right? They were not concerned with getting the number one overall seed in their conference because at the end of the day, you employ the best players, and more times than not, when the best players are on the court, they win the basketball game regardless. But if Golden State doesn't get that one seed, if Denver maybe gets that one seed, if Oklahoma City creeps up to that two line, I think things get really interesting. Oklahoma City, Russ Westbrook, Paul George, who's playing at an MVP caliber level. Houston, with everything that James Harden has done and the MVP caliber level he's playing at, it is not as easy to flip the switch in the Western Conference as it has been the last few years to do it in the Eastern Conference. Okay. We're going to take a quick break when we return here on Magic Drive Time presented by International Diamonds. And I have one more reason why I don't think this Warriors team is as good as previous renditions have been. We'll talk about that on the other side. But just a reminder, this is your show. This is your opportunity to voice your thoughts. 407-447-2145. Text line is 50857. We want to hear from you. Are the Warriors still by far and away the best team in the NBA? And just a reminder, you can see a series of thrilling NBA games all for one low price with the Slam Dunk Fast Break Pass. Purchase one pass for only $39 and see four Magic home games in March and April. All you got to do, visit OrlandoMagic.com/fastbreak to purchase your Slam Dunk Pass today. All right, knuckleheads, we'll see you on the other side.
When it comes to the best diamonds at the best prices in Florida, Magic fans choose International Diamond Center. It's why IDC has earned the title Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic year after year. IDC dominates the competition every day with a massive inventory of hand-selected diamonds, literally thousands of designer rings, an unparalleled selection of fashion jewelry, the guaranteed best values in America, and the strongest warranties in the jewelry industry. Learn more at shopidc.com/gomagic, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
Spring break is right around the corner, and so is the chance to be part of our Orlando Magic Youth Spring Break Camps presented by United Healthcare.
DJ takes it right to the rim, put it up and in. Crafty with a capital C.
Children ages 6 to 17 will receive expert instruction, participate in unique drills, and compete in live games. As a bonus, every camper also receives a basketball, a ticket to an Orlando Magic home game, and more. Register your child now at OrlandoMagic.com/youth and experience the fun and excitement of the NBA.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.
Yeah, I mean, there's always, you know, pressure in the job that we are. You know, there's always pressure to perform well, you know, individually. And then now for us in this case, you know, it's pressure to do well as a team. But that's part of it. That's what you want. You know, if you want to be a, you know, good player in this league, a good team in this league, you have to be able to deal with it. It's just part of it. I don't think, you know, it's an issue for us. Or it will be an issue for us. I think guys are they do a good job of handling it. And, yeah, so it's just part of any job. I mean, you have always pressure to perform at the highest level.
That is the voice of Magic All-Star Center. God, how good does that sound? Magic All-Star Center Nick Vucevic. Can't say it enough. Talking about whether or not this team feels any kind of pressure as they move towards the final 20 games of their NBA campaign. And during those 20 games, they're going to be faced with a lot of adversity, and they're also going to be trying to leapfrog teams in the Eastern Conference in order to kind of position themselves for a run at a playoff spot. And right now, they are a game back with 20 to go. They'll play the Golden State Warriors tonight. They have a very favorable stretch, but at the same time, you have to beat the teams in front of you, and you have to beat the teams that you're supposed to. They didn't do that the other night against the New York Knicks. Now they have an opportunity to pick up a win that I don't think a lot of people had penciled in on their schedule. So that's what's going on. Tonight, the Magic will get set for a 7 o'clock tip time tonight as they welcome in the Golden State Warriors. This is a Magic team that finds themselves at 28-34, 16-16, even Steven, sea level, inside their home building against a Warriors team that comes off a loss last night in kind of crushing defeat, right? Dwayne Wade hit two big shots towards the end of the game. The last one was kind of just like a circus shot that I really think only a guy like Dwayne Wade could have made. And so here's what we're doing on today's show. The phone number is 407-447-2145. That's 407-447-2145. The text line is 50857, 50857. We have about 5 minutes left in the show. Cody and I spent the entire first segment telling you why we didn't think this Golden State Warriors team, as currently constructed, and yes, I get it, they have been to four straight NBA finals. They have won three of those. They have a 73-win campaign under their belt. They had 58 wins and were the top team in the West last year. They have 43 this year and are trending in that direction. But all good things come to an end eventually, right? Eventually, someone's going to pop up and knock you off your pedestal. 1 year, that was the Cleveland Cavaliers. Can it be somebody else this year? That's where we're at. That's what we're discussing. That's what we're digesting. Because I'll sit here and tell you, I don't think this team is as good as teams in years past. And we bear the numbers. And there are multiple reasons for that. And I love it when you guys call in and you tell me I'm an idiot. Because those are the best calls that we receive. 407-447-2145. That's 407-447-2145. Sean, how's it going, my man?
It's going pretty good. How are you guys doing tonight?
Oh, not too bad. What do you got for us?
Yeah, so first and foremost, I want to say I'm a big fan of the show, first-time callers.
Thank you, man. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and as far as the Warriors go, I feel like until somebody actually knocks them off in the postseason, you really can't say that they aren't the best team in basketball. And one thing I'd like to point out, yeah, they do have a losing record against the other top nine teams in basketball, but when you look at the fact that they've played most of the season without Boogie Cousins in the lineup, and I think their record since he's returned is, I think, 12-4, and they haven't even played, all five of those All-Stars haven't even played at the same time with each other during that stretch. So I don't think we really know how strong this team gets, but I think we're going to get a good idea once the postseason starts. One last thing I just want to point out on another note with the Magic, I just think being an Orlando fan my entire life, it's been interesting to see that we're actually back in the playoff hunt for the first time since Dwight Howard's basically left, and the fact that it's going to come down to pretty much the entire division vying for that last spot in the playoffs.
I will tell you what, Sean. I loved that call, and I loved everything that you said. Colin Moore, we love it. We appreciate it. And I'll tell you what. His thoughts, his opinions on the Warriors are very valid. That is a great observation. From the time that Boogie Cousins has been back with this team, and you have to remember, for the vast majority of this season, they essentially played with a vagabond center spot, right? They were just rotating guys in and out, didn't really have anyone set. Boogie Cousins has completely cemented everything that they do. And I will tell you what, it is a lot of fun to watch this team back in a playoff hunt. So, Sean, great call. We appreciate it. Colin Moore, would love to hear from you. All right, back to the phone lines, 407-447-2145. Cody, who do we have?
We have John from Merritt Island on the line.
John, how's it going, my man?
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Oh, not too bad. What do you got for us? We got about a minute and a half, so we got to go quick.
I'll make it quick. I think you hit the hammer on the nail there. They're not as good a team, and the reason I kind of differ from you is I think Boogie Cousins, trying to make him fit into everywhere, has made this a different kind of team.
Interesting.
So I don't think they're as good as they would be without Boogie. That's just my opinion. I think they are vulnerable. Now, are they the best team in the league? Yes, they are, but they're very much more vulnerable than they have been in the past couple of years.
Great. Let you respond. Great call, guys. Great opinions. Loved it all. Look, chemistry is a huge thing, right? We come on this show every single day, and we talk about culture, chemistry, fitting in, how to make it happen. Guys like that tend to disturb things, and this Warriors team does not look the same on a lot of different levels. And the last opinion that I had, free agency alters a lot of things, right? You know, you start thinking when you get fat and happy, you stop doing the things that you did that made you successful before. You know, like early on when you're in a relationship and you do everything to make it work, and then you kind of get tired and bored and you're like, all right, this is just coasting. I'm not saying the Warriors are there. I'm just saying that there's a lot of parallels to that in the life of dating. Anyway, that'll do it for us here on Magic Drive Time. Presented by International Diamond Center, Magic and Warriors tonight. That one gets underway at 7 o'clock. We get underway on the network with our pregame show and Brandon Kravitz. That tips off in about 7 minutes. Make sure you stay tuned for that one. Make sure you go and you enjoy this one. This could be the last time we see this rendition of the Warriors in Central Florida. Special thanks to Cody for doing a great job producing. Special thanks to you guys for calling in. That'll do it for us here on MDT. We're back same time, same place tomorrow.
Our Magic never compromise on the court, and Magic fans don't have to compromise when it comes to diamonds, engagement rings, and fine jewelry. You always get more at International Diamond Center. IDC is Florida's leading jeweler, recognized statewide for excellence in every category, selection, value, and trust. And that's why we've been named Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic again this year. So come visit one of our 8 showrooms across the state or 24/7 at shopidc.com/gomagic. International Diamond Center, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit 5 or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's 48-4-3. Got it to go.
Point there. People up front.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.